business. Bartleby. The latest in WFH. Can work from hotel become a thing? Your columnist investigates.
As summer descends with a vengeance on the Northern Hemisphere, you may be fantasizing about the promise of working from anywhere. A colleague's PowerPoint presentation would go down better by the poolside, washed down with a mojito. For most office grunts, such fantasies remain just that. Anywhere boils down to the discomfort of the sweaty kitchen table, a noisy cafe, or the office hot desk. That has not stopped venues offering to combine the liberty of the home office, minus the offspring and the dirty dishes, with the climate control of the corporate HQ, minus the boss looking over your shoulder. Third spaces, neither office nor home, are not a new idea. Soho House, a chain of fashionable clubs, pioneered 30 years ago the concept of work while mingling with other professionals in an elegant setting. Now hotels are getting in on the action. Your columnist, a guest Bartleby, tried out two recent London offerings. She first headed to Birch, a hotel in a Georgian manor on 55 acres of Hertfordshire, just north of the city. The venue invites you to come work miracles at its hub co-working area. Set strategies in spaces ready to fit 5 or 50, or connect and create with classes in pottery, sourdough baking, foraging with our farmer, and other structured activities. Men, women, and gender-fluid people in their 20s and early 30s hunch over laptops and glasses of red wine on the terrace. Some digital nomads pay a monthly membership fee and enjoy special discounts to stay in the property and work remotely, but you can, like Bartleby, come as an overnight guest. Her second destination was the Shangri-La Hotel in the Shard, which now offers stays from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. The pass grants access to a room with floor-to-ceiling windows, looking out on central London and to Western Europe's highest infinity pool. It is aimed at those wishing to work and relax by offering a change of scenery to inspire and invigorate. Both Birch and the Shangri-La have their virtues. Birch's Wi-Fi was excellent, and the workspaces had enough sockets to avoid undignified tussles for the last place to plug in your chargers. The Gentle Flow Stretch class, in which Bartleby enrolled, in the spirit of going native, was perfectly pleasant, notwithstanding the instructor's insistence on starting with an astrological update and reciting a poem at the end. So were laps in the Shangri-La's infinity pool and the view of St. Paul's Cathedral from her room on the 38th floor.